USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Joe Biden warned at the NATO summit in Brussels that a food shortage is imminent following the effect of sanctions levied against Russia coming to pass.
So talk about food shortages, and it's going to be real. The price of these sanctions is not just imposed upon Russia. It's imposed upon an awful lot of countries as well, including European countries and our country as well. And because both Russia and Ukraine have been the breadbasket of Europe in terms of wheat, for example.
Arizona, Oklahoma, and Kentucky all passed bills that would ban transgender youth from participating in girls' sports, the latest in a flurry of state legislation by Republicans on a heated election year issue. In addition to the Republican-sponsored Save Women's Sports Act, Arizona lawmakers passed legislation that would prohibit physicians from providing gender-affirming surgery to minors. This is USA Radio News.
Have you or someone you know used heartburn medications Zantac or ranitidine and been diagnosed with cancer? Zantac and ranitidine have been positively linked to cancer. According to the FDA, Zantac and ranitidine contain NDMA, a known cancer-causing agent. NDMA has been positively linked to cancers of the bladder, pancreas, esophagus, liver, and stomach. Even in single doses and in smaller doses over time, NDMA is one of the strongest proven cancer-causing agents. Call 888-960-1233 or go to ZantacMoney.com. You may be entitled to substantial compensation without going to court if you or a loved one have taken these products in the past 10 years and been diagnosed with cancer. Call now to see if you qualify for free. Call 888-960-1233 or visit ZantacMoney.com to get what may be owed to you. You may be entitled to a cash reward. Find out now at ZantacMoney.com or call 888-960-1233 to see if you qualify for free.